诗篇九十篇。
Let's read the Old Testament Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
神人摩西的祈祷。
This is the prayer of the man of God, Moses.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Lord, thou art our dwelling place in all generations.
诸山未曾生出，地与世界未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
Verse 2, before the mountains were born, or thou didst give birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。
Thou dost turn man back into dust, and dost say, return, children of men.
在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。
For a thousand years in thy sight are like yesterday when it passes by, or as a watch in the night.
你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨他们如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
Thou hast swept them away like a flood, they fall asleep. In the morning they are like grass which sprouts anew.In the morning it flourishes and sprouts anew. Toward evening it fades and withers away.
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊慌。
For we have been consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath we have been dismayed.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
Thou hast placed our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy presence.
我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
For all our days have declined in thy fury, we have finished our years like a sigh.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成功，我们便如飞而去。
As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢？
Who understands the power of thine anger and thy fury according to the fear that is due thee?
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？求你转为为你的仆人后悔。
Do return, O Lord, how long will it be, and be sorry for your servants?
求你使我们早早报得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
O satisfy us in the morning with thy loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad according to the days thou hast afflicted us and the years we have seen trouble.
愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明。
Let thy work appear to thy servants and thy majesty to their children.
愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的功，我们手所做的功愿你坚立。
And let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and do confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands.
我们圣经就先念到这里。我们一起祷告。
This concludes our scriptural reading. Let's pray together.
天父，我们何等的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, how we thank you.
你是在世世代代做我们的居所。
Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
感谢你在创立世界以前你就拣选了我们。
We thank you that you have chosen us before the foundation of this world.
你让我们今天可以住在你的殿中，天天来瞻仰你，天天来亲近你。
You enable us to dwell in your temple. Every day we can gaze upon you. Every day we can inquire of you.
我们以你殿中的美福，我们心里真的是知足了。
For the abundant grace in your temple, we are satisfied.
在你的殿宇住上一日，胜似在别处住千日。
It is better to be in your house for 1,000 days. A day in thy courts is better than 1,000 outside.
你实在是我们的一切。
You truly are our all.
你是我们的，你是我们的主，我们的好处不在你以外。
Thou art our Lord. There is no good beside thee.
早晨我们把满心的敬拜和爱戴都归给你。
This morning we give you our hearts full of worship and adoration.
谢谢你这样爱了我们。
Thank you for having loved us.
早晨当我们在一同的来思想你话语的时候。
This morning as we meditate upon your word.
愿你将赐人智慧启示的灵赐给我们。
Bestow unto us the spirit of revelation of wisdom to us.
让我们实在晓得你自己的心意。
So that we can truly understand your heart's desire.
我们愿意在这一生短短的日子的里面。
In the time span of our short lives.
趁着我们今天还活在地上的时候。
While we still are living on this earth.
我们愿意做一个讨你喜悦的人。
We desire to be someone who wants to please you.
愿你越过我们人所有的软弱。
Overcome all the weaknesses of men.
让我们能够进入到与你的教统的里面。
Enable us to enter into fellowship with you.
我们一同的谦卑的等候在主的面前。
Together we humble ourselves and wait on you.
用你自己丰满的同在充满在你教会的里面。
Grant us with your abundant presence in your church.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
今天早晨和弟兄姊妹交通一个题目。
This morning I want to share with you this topic.
预备好了迎接我们的神。
We want to be prepared to meet with our God.
诗篇九十篇在这一开始他告诉我们这是神人摩西的祈祷。
So in the beginning of Psalm 90, it tells us that this is a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
这里特别说到神人摩西。
Here it particularly identifies Moses, the man of God.
这里告诉我们什么呢？
What does it tell us?
这里告诉我们说什么叫做预备好了。
This tells us what it means to be well prepared.
什么叫做预备好了迎接我们的神
？What does it mean to be well prepared to meet with our God？
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，我们每一个神的儿女都要预备好了来迎接我们的神。
We know that every single child of God needs to be well prepared to meet with our God。
这是我们每一个人必须要面对的。
This is something every single one of us have to face。
不仅我们蒙恩得救的人要面对，就是我们中间。暂时还没有接受主耶稣基督做他个人救主的也要面对。
Not only do we who have been saved by grace have to face this question, all the other people who are temporarily not saved yet, they also have to face this question.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人必须非常严肃地面对这个问题。
Every single brother and sister has to very solemnly face this question.
无论在主来之前还是在主来的时候你是不是还活在地上？
Whether you are still alive on this earth, before the Lord arrives or at His arrival.
如果在主再来之前，我们已经睡了。
If we have already fallen asleep before the Lord's return.
或者当主再来的时候，我们还活在地上。
Or maybe we're still living on this earth when the Lord returns.
我们每一个神的儿女都必须要面对这个严肃的问题。
Every single child of God has to face this very serious question.
我们是不是预备好了迎接我们的神？
Are you prepared to meet your God?
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上，我们在那里预备迎接我们的神，是我们的见证。
Our preparation to be made ready to meet our God, this is our testimony.
这个世界不是我们的家。
This world is not our home.
弟兄姊妹，神这里这个在第一节他说，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
In verse 1 it says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
我们的主他是我们的家。
Our Lord is our dwelling place.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里预备好了迎接我们的神，是神的儿女今天在地上的见证。
We are here and we're prepared to meet with our God. This is the testimony of the children of God here.
弟兄姊妹，这件事是何等的重要呢？
This is so important, brothers and sisters.
不仅这是我们的见证。
Not only is this our testimony.
这是我们的盼望。
This is also our hope.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上没有盼望。
We have no hope when we have this on this earth. The hopes of this world are not our hopes.
我们的盼望在我们的主圣的，我们的主从天降临。
Our hope is our Lord will come descend from heaven, from the heavenlies.
我们有一天要迎接我们的主，这是我们的盼望。
One day we will meet up with our God. This is our hope.
弟兄姊妹，预备好了迎接我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, to be prepared to meet with our God.
这也是今天圣徒在地上的忍耐。
This is also the endurance by the saints on this earth.
我们今天为什么可以这样忍耐下去呢？
How could we endure, continue to endure?
为什么在这些的许许多多环境中，神的圣徒、神的儿女能够继续的为主做见证呢？
How come children of God can continue to bear His testimony among all the difficulties?
在启示录里特别告诉我们说，圣徒的忍耐就是在此。
The book of Revelation particularly tells us that the endurance of the saints is like this.
因为到那一天，我们迎接我们神的时候。
Because on that day when we meet up with our God,
神要照着他自己的公义审判全地。
God will judge the earth according to his own righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，这件事实在是太重要了。
Brothers and sisters, this is indeed so important.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的不是地上的国民。
We are not people of this earth.
我们是天上的国民。
We are people of the heavenlies.
我们乃是等候救主从天降临。
We are waiting for our Savior to descend from the heavenlies.
所以我们看见许多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore we see that a lot of children who love the Lord.
他们都在那里预备自己。
They're all preparing themselves.
他们要预备好了来迎接我们的神。
They are preparing themselves to meet up with our God.
但是什么叫做预备好了呢？
But what does it mean to be prepared?
弟兄姊妹，到底我们怎样来预备好了来迎接我们的神呢？
Brothers, how do we prepare ourselves so that we can meet up with our God?
诗篇九十篇这里，它一开始虽然是前面的这个小字。
Even though these are the tiny words before Psalm 90.
这里他说神人摩西的祈祷。
It talks about a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
这里说什么呢？
What does it mean here?
这里特别提到神人摩西。
It particularly refers to Moses, the man of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们读圣经的话，
Brothers and sisters, if you read the Bible,
神人摩西头一次出现在圣经里是在什么时候呢？
Where does this reference, the man of God, show up in the Bible?
就是当摩西预备好了迎接神的时候。
It happened when Moses was prepared to meet up with his God.
那是在申命记三十三章。
It happened in Deuteronomy chapter 33.
摩西已经预备好了。
Moses was prepared.
他预备好了要迎接他的神。
He was prepared to meet up with his God.
在他生命的最后的阶段。
In the last phase of his life.
他这里有一篇的祷告。
He had a prayer.
弟兄姊妹，这里就告诉我们说，到底什么叫做预备好了。
Here it tells us what it means to be prepared.
等到摩西在那里 等候着迎接神的时候，
when Moses was prepared to meet up with his God,
圣经就特别说到他是神人摩西。
The Bible particularly referred to him as the man of God.
什么叫做神人呢？
What does it mean to be the man of God?
神人至少他要和神发生关系。
A man of God has to have a relationship with God.
如果与神不发生关系，这个人不能叫做神人。
If this man does not have a relationship with God, he cannot be referred to as the man of God.
不仅要与神发生关系，而且与神发生非常亲密的关系。
Not only does this man have to have a relationship with God, he has to have a very intimate relationship with God.
他面对面认识他的神。
He knew God face to face.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
什么叫做神人呢？
What does it mean to be a man of God?
就是神从这个人身上彰显出来。
It means that God is manifested through this man.
不仅与神发生关系，
Not only does man have a relationship with God,
不仅认识神，
Not only does he know God,
而且让神的荣耀从这个人身上显出来，
God's glory is also manifested through this man.
这就是神起初呼召摩西的时候向他所定的旨意。
This is the will that God has said for Moses when he first called him.
当那个时候在这个神的圣山上，摩西在那里牧养他岳父的羊的时候，
At that time on the holy mountain of God, Moses was shepherding his father-in-law's sheep.
他看见有一团的荆棘烧着了。
He saw that a thorn bush was on fire.
他发现那个火焰越烧越旺。
He saw that it was a blazing fire indeed.
但是那一个荆棘却没有烧毁。
However, the thorn bush was not consumed.
这就是神在摩西身上所做的工作。
This was the work that God did in Moses.
就是有一天在他这一个荆棘的上面，神圣洁的火焰能够完全的彰显出来。
Which is in the thorn bush of Moses, the holy flame of God can be fully manifested.
所以这里告诉我们一件事。
So here it tells us this one thing.
什么叫做预备好了？
What does it mean to be prepared?
就是神在我们身上的工作完全。
It means that God's work in us is complete.
我们成就了神在我们身上的工作。
We have accomplished the work of God in us.
神在我们身上的托付，我们成就了。
Whatever God has entrusted us, we have accomplished.
有人说你讲摩西，那离我们太远了。
Some people say if you preach about Moses, that is too far away from us.
摩西可以预备好，那我们没有办法预备好。
Moses could be prepared, but we can't be prepared.
全世界有几个摩西呢？
How many Moses do you have in this world?
有谁在座的敢说我跟摩西一样呢？
We who are here, how can we say we are like Moses?
就是你那个讲的人，你敢说你是摩西吗？
Even the preacher, can you say you're like Moses?
弟兄姊妹，我们里面为什么有这样的感觉呢？
Brothers and sisters, why do we have this sense within us?
因为我们觉得我们太多失败了。
Because we feel like we have failed too many times.
可能今天早晨还失败过了。
Maybe this morning we failed.
我们太多软弱了。
We have too many weaknesses.
我们觉得如果一个人预备好了，
We feel that if someone is prepared,
他是不会失败的。
He will not fail.
他是不软弱的。
He is not weak.
他是一直得胜的。
He will continuously be victorious.
如果我是这样的一个人，我就预备好了。
If I'm someone like that, then I'm prepared.
弟兄姊妹，你知道当摩西他在那里预备好了的时候，
Do you know that when Moses, when he was prepared,
就在他最后跟随主的最后一年，
In the very last year that he followed the Lord,
他真的有软弱。
He truly had weaknesses.
他真的失败啊。
He truly failed.
你知道那一次的失败的后果非常严重啊。
You know, that failure had severe consequences.
神跟他说，你就不能够进到迦南美地。
God told him, you cannot enter into Canaan, the Canaan land.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多时候我们是有很多软弱，是有很多失败。
Brothers and sisters, today we truly have a lot of weaknesses and failures.
但是神有没有跟你说，你从此不能进到迦南美地？
However, did God ever say to you that you cannot enter into the land of Canaan?
我不是为我自己的失败软弱讲理由。
I'm not making excuses for my own failures and weaknesses.
但是好像我们的失败那个软弱，像当时那第二代的以色列百姓，他们也有失败，也有软弱，但神没有跟他们说，你们不能够进到迦南去。
Just like the second generation at the time, but they also have weaknesses and they also fail. But God did not say they could not enter into the land of Canaan.
我觉得如果我是摩西的话
，I think that if I were Moses,
那我真的是输定了。
For sure, I will lose.
神都说了，你断不得进去。
God already said, surely you could not enter into the land of Canaan.
那我还要不要预备
？Then should I bother preparing?
今天很多人不想预备了。
Today, a lot of people don't even bother with the preparation.
失败到这种地步，还预备什么
？If I fail so much, what is the point of preparing?
预备了半天也没有用的。
Even if I prepare so hard, it's worthless.
多少失败，多少软弱。
So many weaknesses, so many failures.
今天许许多多神的儿女，觉得说好像预备根本不可能预备好的。
Today, many children of God feel like it is impossible to be prepared.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读摩西故事的时候
，However, brothers and sisters, when we read about the story of Moses,
摩西从神那里得着一种的智慧。
Moses has this wisdom from God.
在他这样的失败以后
After such a failure,
这个失败的后果是这样的严重
And even with such severe consequences
弟兄姊妹
of his failure,
我想我们的失败最严重最严重也都到这个地步了对不对
I think that our greatest failures is just like this.
我们不能进到迦南了
We cannot enter into the land of Canaan.
神亲口跟你说，你不能进到迦南了。
With his own mouth, God says you cannot enter into Canaan.
摩西在这样的环境的里面
，in such a condition that Moses had，
他在神面前领受了智慧。
However, he has received wisdom from God.
当他要迎接神的时候
，as he was about to meet with his God，
圣经就特别的说，神人。摩西
The Bible particularly referred to him as Moses, the man of God.
神说他预备好了。
Therefore, God said that he was prepared.
这里说神人摩西的祈祷。
Here it talks about a prayer of Moses, the man of God. 他不是在
这里为自己祷告。
He wasn't praying for himself.
他不是在这里为自己的失败、软弱、不能进到迦南，在那里懊悔，在那里忏悔。
He wasn't repenting or regretting for the mistake that led him to not be able to enter into the land of Canaan.
他为神的百姓祷告。
He prayed for the people of Israel.
他盼望神的百姓能够得着智慧的心。
He hoped that the people of God can gain a heart of wisdom.
虽然经过很多的失败。
Even though they have gone through many failures.
虽然经过很多的软弱。
Even though they've gone through many weaknesses,
他盼望神的儿女能够得着智慧的心。
He prayed that the children of God may gain a heart of wisdom.
引着这个智慧的心。
If you have this heart of wisdom,
让我们可以预备好了迎接我们的神。
Then we can be prepared to meet up with our God.
弟兄姊妹，所以多少神的儿女非常喜欢诗篇九十篇。
Therefore, many children of God really enjoy Psalm 90.
因为这里充满了智慧。
Because it's full of wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，这诗篇九十篇是神人摩西的祈祷。
Psalm 90 is a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
他在神面前求神把那赐人智慧启示的灵赐给神的百姓。
Before God, Moses asked that God grant the people of Israel the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
让神的百姓都有一个智慧的心。
So that the people of God all have a heart of wisdom.
因着这个智慧的心，我们都可以预备好了迎接我们的神。
This heart of wisdom enabled us to be prepared to meet up with our God.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等何等宝贵的一段圣经。
This is such a precious scripture.
弟兄姊妹，今天有许多神的儿女也在盼望等候主的再来。
Nowadays, there are a lot of children of God. They're also awaiting the return of Christ.
但是因着没有智慧的心。
However, because they lack the heart of wisdom.
很多时候甚至行出来的甚至可以说是愚昧的。
But their actions are foolish.
有许多神的儿女他们怎样来迎接他们迎接我们的神呢
How do some of the children of God get prepared to meet up with their God?
他们是怎样等候主再来呢?
How do they wait for the God's, the Lord's return?
他们计算主是哪一天来?
They try to calculate the exact day of his arrival.
如果算不到哪一天, 至少知道哪个礼拜。
Even if they cannot zero in on the day, at least they want to zero in on the week.
哪怕知道哪个月也好嘛。
Even if they can zero in a particular month.
或者知道哪一年也行啊。
Or if they can zero in on a year.
弟兄姊妹, 神的儿女, 如果没有智慧的心,
if the children of God lack the heart of wisdom.
有些神的儿女, 他们在那里等候敌基督, 而不是等候基督。
Some of the children of God are waiting for the Antichrist and not Christ.
很多人告诉我说某某人就是敌基督。
Some people told me so-and-so is actually the Antichrist.
有很多人已经当过敌基督了。
Then many people have already been the Antichrist.
你说甚至有一家吵架, 你知道那个中间有一个说他的那个配偶就是敌基督。
Sometimes when spouses argue, they think that the other spouse is the Antichrist.
弟兄姊妹,我们真的要得着智慧的心。
Brothers and sisters, truly we need to gain this heart of wisdom.
否则的话, 你发现有些神的儿女, 他们就放下所有的责任。
Or you would notice that some children of God would shirk off all of their responsibilities.
他们觉得说, 好像要等候主再来, 明天就不上班了。
If I'm waiting for the Lord's return tomorrow, I'm not going to my job.
最后把房子都卖掉。
At the end, they'll even sell off their houses.
甚至聚会都不要聚了。
And they don't even bother coming to the meetings.
主都要来了, 还聚什么?
If the Lord is coming back, why do we bother meeting?
有的人告诉我说, 哎呀, 这房贷不用还了。
And then some people told me, we don't need to repay the mortgage.
Hallelujah! 弟兄姊妹, 这难道是智慧的心吗?
Brothers and sisters, is this the heart of wisdom?
这难道让我们预备好了迎接我们的神吗?
Does this enable us to be prepared to meet up with our God?
弟兄姊妹, 我们需要有智慧的心。
Brothers and sisters, we need to gain a heart of wisdom.
因为我们需要预备好了迎接我们的神。
Because we need to be prepared to meet up with our God.
所以早晨我们就利用这一点点的时间, 我们看一下, 到底这个智慧的心是怎样的心?
So this morning we'll use a little time to study what does this heart constitute for to have a heart of wisdom?
弟兄姊妹,太宝贵了。
This is so precious.
我想因为时间的缘故, 这段圣经非常的长。
This passage is very long, but we're constrained by time.
我想我就简单地把它分成 四个段落。
I will separate them simply into four paragraphs.
这个智慧的心至少包括四个方面。
This heart of wisdom contains at least these four points.
在第一节和第二节。
In verses 1 and 2.
这里说, 你主啊, 你世世代代做我们的居所。
Verse 1, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
诸山未曾生出, 地与世界你未曾造成,从亘古到永远你是神。
Before the mountains were born, or thou didst give birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
这里告诉我们说, 这个智慧的心使我们得知神永远的旨意。
Here it tells us that this heart of wisdom enables us to know the eternal purpose of God.
这里说, 主啊, 你世世代代做我们的居所。
In verse 1 it says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
用新约的话说, 我们的主, 我们的基督是我们的居所。
In the language of the New Testament, our Christ is our dwelling place.
基督是我们的居所。
Christ is our dwelling place.
再换句话说, 我们要住在基督的里面。
In other words, abide in Christ.
住在基督里就是神向着我们的旨意。
Abiding in Christ is the desire of God toward us.
神所有的旨意都在基督的身上。
All of God's will is in Christ.
基督就是神的旨意。
Christ is God's will.
弟兄姊妹, 你发现没有?
Did you see this?
人是 承接神永远旨意的器皿。
Man is the vessel by which it can receive the eternal purpose of God.
山是很久的。
Mountains can last a long time.
山盟海誓啊。
Therefore, we have this idiomatic expression that an oath can last as long.
两个人要结婚了，我是山盟海誓的爱你啊。
So in a wedding ceremonies, we say we swear by enduring mountains.
所以那个山是代表不改变的。
Therefore, mountains represent things that are unchangeable.
那是非常长久的。
Mountains can last a long time.
但后来我们发现山也会改变的。
But later on, we discovered that even mountains can be changed.
所以我们就说天长地久啊。
Therefore, we say that as long-lasting as the heaven and the earth.
我们想说这地总是长久一点嘛。
Therefore, we say, of course, the earth will last a long time.
但有一天我们发现地也会改变的。
And then we discover one day even the earth can be changed.
所以他就说世界了。
Then we'll say, okay, let's talk about the world.
弟兄姊妹，山可以过去。
Brothers and sisters, the mountains can be removed.
地可以过去。
The earth can pass away.
世界和其上的情欲都可以过去。
The earth and all the lusts of the earth can all pass away.
遵行神旨意的永远长存。
However, him who abides by the will of God will endure forever.
弟兄姊妹，人是永存的受造之物。
Man is a creation that will last forever.
弟兄姊妹，这太荣耀了。
Francis, this is so glorious.
这实在超过我们一切所求所想。
This far exceeds what we can think and ask for.
我们不是永远到永远，神是从永远到永远。
We are not from everlasting to everlasting, but God is from everlasting to everlasting.
我们受造以后，
after we have been created,
人这个受造之物太奇妙了。
It is the man, the created being, is indeed so wondrous.
人是永存的受造之物。
A man is a creation that will last forever.
所以我们星期五传福音的时候，我们跟亲爱的朋友讲，你必须要得救啊。
Therefore, when I preached the gospel on Friday, we told the gospel friends, you have to be saved.
你必须接受主耶稣啊。
You have to receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior.
你不接受主耶稣，结果太可怕了。
If you do not receive him as your Savior, the consequences are terrible.
感谢神的恩典，今天我们蒙恩得救了。
We thank the grace of God that today we have been saved by grace.
今天我们是神的儿女了。
Today we are children of God.
神把他永远的旨意托在我们的身上。
God has put his eternal purpose on us.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们把这个旨意忘记了。
A lot of times we forget about this will of God.
我们以为这世界是我们的家。
We feel that this world is our home.
我们天天只为生活忙。
Every day we busy ourselves for our daily living.
我们从前没有认识主的时候，我们天天只为生活忙。
Before we knew the Lord, we were busy for our daily lives.
今天我们蒙恩得救了，弟兄姊妹。
Today we have been saved by grace, brothers and sisters.
我们是被带进神永远的旨意的里面。
We have been brought into the eternal purpose of God.
太荣耀了，弟兄姊妹。
This is so glorious, brothers and sisters.
遵行神旨意的永远长存。
He who follows the will of God will abide forever.
弟兄姊妹，今天你蒙恩得救了。
Today you have been saved by grace.
是不是你所顾念的还是？所见的呢？
Are you still setting your mind on things you can see?
从前我们都是只顾念所见的。
Before we only look at things that are seen.
今天我们蒙恩得救了。
Today we've been saved by grace.
我们今天所顾念的不是所见的。
Today we look not only at the things that are seen.
所见的都是暂时的。
Because the things that we are seeing are temporal.
所不见的乃是永远的。
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
哦，弟兄姊妹，太荣耀了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so glorious.
如果没有这个启示。
If we don't have this revelation.
如果一个人不认识神永远的旨意。
If one does not understand the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们无论怎么努力。
You will discover no matter how hard you strive.
无论你付多少的代价。
No matter how heavy a price you pay.
你绝对不会预备好。
You surely will not be prepared.
如果我今天只顾念所见的。
If today I only think about the things that are seen.
我不顾念那所不见的。
I do not set my mind on the things that are not seen.
这个绝不能存到永远。
This surely will not abide forever.
弟兄姊妹， 这件事对我们太重要了。
This is such an important thing to us, brothers.
我记得在我这个年轻的时候，听到前面弟兄们讲到神永远的旨意，我觉得这真是，那是特会讲员他们要明白的。
When I was young and the brothers before me talked about eternal purpose of God, I felt that this is something that these speakers from special conferences need to understand.
这种小弟兄要跟神永远的旨意差太远了。
A small brother like me is too far away from the eternal purpose of God.
我们中间许多年轻人今天哈。
Here today in our midst are lots of young people.
一个人哈，如果真的不知道自己生命的价值和意义
，If someone does not know the value and purpose of his life，
有两个结果
，You have two results。
要不然将神的恩典当作放纵情欲的机会
，You will take the grace of God as an opportunity to let your lust run wild。
反正就是把所有的精力都放在今生
，You put all your efforts in this life alone。
不要误会我。
Don't misunderstand me.
不要觉得说我不想让你去常春藤的学校。
I'm not telling you you should not attend Ivy League colleges.
并不是我盼望你找一个好像都不赚钱的工作才属灵。
I'm not telling you to find a job that makes nothing. That means spiritual.
但是如果一个常春藤的学校，一个好的工作，将来在地上非常的欢喜快乐的一生。弟兄姊妹，那不过是今那个世界和其上的情欲。
However, if you're only talking about going to an Ivy League school and making good money and have a good life in this earth, this is only the lust of this life.
有一天，你真的感觉像这里说的，真的是一场的一生的叹息。
One day you will surely discover that everything is like verse 9. It is you're finishing your years like a sigh.
所有夸的不过是劳苦愁烦
The pride of the years is just labor and sorrow
转眼成空便如飞而去
In verse 10 For soon it is gone and we fly away
有些这个我们家人呢他们盼望到你知道去欧洲比较好玩呢他们去看望我们想去看看欧洲的光风景
So some of my family members wanted to visit Europe because it has a beautiful scenery.
你知道，在有一段的那个莱茵河上面，差不多有他们说可能有二十几座的城堡。
In this particular segment in River Saint Rhine, there are 20 plus castles.
你要愿意去的话，哪天我带你去。
If you want to come join us, I'll take you there.
你知道，他们兴高采烈的，他们就去看这些的这个城堡。
So with all happiness, they visited those castles.
你知道，等到第二个城堡就大家就不想下车了。
But then, when you reach the second castle, you don't want to get out of your car.
到后面几个这个城堡能照相就不错了。
At the very last few castles, it's even good if you can even take pictures.
你再往后走，他们说我们为什么要浪费时间来看这些可怕的这些城堡呢？
If you keep taking them to these castles, they'll say, "What a waste of time! Why do we have to see these castles again?"
亲爱的年轻的朋友
，Dear young people，
真的吗
？It's true.
这真的就是你一生的价值和意义吗
？Is this what the value and meaning of your life is?
如果我们所盼望的都是眼见的
，If All that you hope for are things that are seen.
这是一个非常可怕的结局。
You will have a very terrible end result.
还有另外一个结局。
There's another result.
迟早有一天。
The day will surely come.
你会忧郁的。
You will fall into depression.
你不知道为什么活着。
You wouldn't even know why.
我觉得在这世界上哈，一个人不知道为什么活着是最痛苦的。
I feel that if you do not know why you live in this earth, that is the most deplorable.
我们从前这个我们的邻居哈，那个小朋友他拿那个刀啊，天天拉自己的胳膊。
I used to have a neighbor where their children use a knife to cut their arms.
他每天都要去拉他的胳膊。
The kid will always cut himself.
他不知道为什么活着。
Because he doesn't know why he lives on this earth.
他说这个生命太没价值了。
He feels that this life has no meaning.
他想借着这个痛苦暂时忘记那个更大的痛苦。
Because by through the temporal pain of cutting himself, he can forget the greater pain.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天必须有异象。
Brothers and sisters, today we have to have vision.
我们必须看见基督是我们的盼望。
We have to see that our hope, Christ is our hope.
如果今天我们所顾念的只是眼见的。
If today all we are mindful of are only things that are seen.
就这两个结局。
There are only two end results.
神的教会怎么会有见证呢？
How would the church have testimony?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是属天的国民。
Brothers and sisters, we are heavenly people.
基督是我们的意象。
Thou art our vision.
他是我们生命的价值和意义。
He is the value and meaning of our lives.
弟兄姊妹，我们是承接神永远旨意的器皿。
We are the vessel that would receive His eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹，刚才我听到有弟兄姊妹祷告，多么宝贵啊！
Earlier I heard brothers and sisters' prayers. It is so precious.
不要觉得一讲到异象，一讲到启示，觉得自己没有关系，跟自己没有关系。
Don't feel that when we talk about vision or revelation, there's nothing to do with you.
弟兄姊妹，如果这一个异象在我们的里面，
If we truly have a vision in us,
像使徒保罗做的见证，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，今天已经照在我们的心里。
Just like the testimony that Paul bore, the light that shined out of darkness is the one who shone in our hearts.
使我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
他告诉我们他就不丧胆了。
Therefore he said that he does not despair.
四面受敌不被困住。
He is afflicted in every way but not crushed.
很多时候我发现有的人还没受敌就困住了。
A lot of times I feel that people have not even been afflicted, they're already crushed.
很多年轻人。
There are a lot of young people.
真的没有什么仇敌啊。
They have no enemies.
父母把所有需要的一切都给他了。
The parents have provided everything they need to them.
但你如果了解他们的生活。
But if you understand their thinking and living,
你发现很多的时候四面还没有四面都是捧着的都是拖着的最后忧郁了。
However, it's the forget about being afflicted. They are surrounded in every way by support and protection, but they are still in depression.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的太需要这样的宝贝在我们的里面。
We truly need this treasure within us.
这个荣耀的意象就是我们里面的宝贝。
This treasure is indeed this glorious vision.
所以我们可以不丧胆。
Therefore, we do not need to despair.
外体可以衰残，内心却一天新似一天。
Even though our outer man is decaying, but our inner man is being renewed day by day.
这至真至清的苦楚要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
For a momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
因为我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念那所不见的。
While we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen.
因为所见的都是暂时的，所不见的乃是永远的。
For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要觉得说一说到异象，一说到神永远的旨意，跟我们没有关系。
Please do not feel that you have no relationship with vision or His eternal purpose.
我们要祷告。
We need to pray.
神人摩西头一个祷告就是这个祷告。
The first prayer of Moses, the man of God, is this prayer.
神人摩西知道，如果神的百姓不知道神永远的旨意。
Moses, man of God, knows that if the people of God do not know the eternal purpose of God,
如果神的百姓没有异象,
if the people of God does not have vision,
无论人怎么预备,
regardless of how men would be prepared,
人没有办法来迎接我们的神,
they have no means to meet up with our God.
这是这个智慧的心头一个方面非常非常关键的。
This is the key crucial point of gaining a heart of wisdom.
后面一段
The next paragraph.
在第三节。
In verse 3.
他说你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。
Verse 3, thou dost turn men back into dust, and dost say, return, O children of men.
弟兄姊妹，人为什么会归于尘土？
Why would men turn back into dust?
因为人什么时候离开神永远的旨意，人什么时候就变成尘土。
Anytime a man departs from the eternal purpose of God, at that moment, he becomes dust.
无论你在地上得到什么，
No matter what you have attained on this earth,
无论你做的工作甚至是属灵的工作，
even if you do spiritual work,
如果不是神永远的旨意，
if it is not in the eternal purpose of God,
不过就是尘土，
it is but dust.
这里面告诉我们说，这个智慧的心的第二个方面，
this talks about the second aspect of gaining a heart of wisdom.
这句话我们还可以从另外一个角度来理解。
We can also understand this verse from a different perspective.
摩西曾经至少有一次他离开了那个异象。
Moses at least departed from this vision once.
有一次他从基督里出来了。
One time he left the presence of Christ.
但是他又回去了。
But then he turned back.
感谢主，他又回去了。
Thank God, he actually returned.
这里告诉我们说他回去那条路是什么。
Here it tells us the path of returning.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们也出来了。
A lot of times we also departed.
我们知道神永远的旨意。
We know about the eternal purpose of God.
至少我们概念上知道一些。
At least in concept, we understand the purpose of God.
很多时候我们跑出来了。
However, a lot of times we depart from it.
你发现我们的生活不过好像尘土一样。
Then you realize your life is just but dust.
失去了价值，失去了意义。
It has lost value, it has lost meaning.
弟兄姊妹，但你知道不知道那个回去的路呢？
However, brothers and sisters, do you know the way of return?
回去的路实在说来就是变成尘土。
The way to return is to turn back into dust.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
就是谦卑顺服。
Which is to be humble and to obey.
依靠神的恩典。
Rely on the grace of God.
不是靠我们自己的努力。
Do not rely on your own diligence.
不再是律法的思想。
Do not be under the mentality of the law.
弟兄姊妹，神从永远到永远，他里面的意念都是恩典的意念。
Even from everlasting to everlasting, the vision of God is that of grace.
律法的思想是人自己的意念。
The thinking of the law is man's thinking.
神他里面的意念从来都是恩典的意念。
The God's mind is always set on grace.
弟兄姊妹，这太重要了。
This is so important, brothers and sisters.
今天有许多神的儿女，真的盼望能够回到主里面。
Today, a lot of children of God do desire to return to the presence of God.
盼望能够天天活在神旨意的当中。
They desire to live every day in the will of God.
但是他们没有找到那条路。
But they haven't found the way.
他们找到一条好像的好以为的一条的捷径。
They think they found a shortcut.
他们觉得说可以靠着人的行为努力可以达到这个目标。
They feel that by men's deeds and striving, they could achieve the goal.
所以我这里有一个这个姊妹，她就做见证，她说我真的这一段时间真的长进了。
There's a sister who had this testimony. In this past period, I have grown.
她说那四个月哈，无论她的先生怎么刺激她，她从来都不发脾气的。
For 4 months, no matter how much the husband provokes her, she never throws a fit.
但是没想到她儿子那一天惹了她了。
However, that one day, her son provoked her.
她说我四个月的属灵都变成零了。
Yes. So 4 months of spirituality turns into zero.
弟兄姊妹，他真的是觉得劳苦愁烦呐。
Truly, it is like labor and sorrow in verse 10.
下一次又盼望在属灵啊。
Then next time she hopes to be spiritual again.
没想到又不知道是哪个人又刺激她一下。
But then somebody else provokes her again.
这段时间怎么又归于无有了？
Then that time becomes in vain.
每一天没有喜乐。
Every day she lacks joy.
因为压力太大了。
Because her pressure has so big.
这个人要刺激他一下，那个人也要刺激他，他恐惧战惊了，要失败了，就变成零了。
Because she's afraid this person will provoke her, that person will provoke her, therefore she lives in fear, and then it all becomes a zero.
弟兄姊妹，等到一年到一年下来以后。
After a year's time,
她想一想这一年。
She reflects back with this year.
她发现自己没有经历多少神的恩典。
She realizes that she did not experience the grace of God.
都是自己的努力。
It's all her own striving.
很多时候都是要给人家看的。
A lot of it is for show.
这是，哎。至少要好看一点嘛。
It is really just for show.
至少要过得去一点嘛。
It is to make herself feel good.
至少你来到聚会，你总是要觉着好像有喜乐的样子嘛。
At least you have to show that you have some joy when you come to meeting.
虽然里面有的时候翻江倒海呀。
Even though there are all kinds of turmoils within.
但是外面总是要平静安稳。
But on the outside, you're at peace and at rest.
所以等到年底回想的时候
So at the end of the year when she reflects back
一声叹息
It's just like a sigh
你看这里是不是这么说的呢
Doesn't it say here
这里面他就说我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息
Here it talks about we
have, 第九节
For all our days have declined in thy fury. We have finished our years like a sigh.
弟兄姊妹，这难道是神儿女的见证吗？
Is this the testimony of the children of God?
如果我们是这样的预备的话，弟兄姊妹，太苦了。
If we prepare in this manner, it is so woeful.
不仅苦啊。
Not only is it woeful.
弟兄姊妹，而且我们常常叹息啊。
We will be sighing a lot.
这还算好的。
This is indeed better.
你知道有的人他真的是咬牙把那个难关咬过去了。
Some people really gnash their teeth.
那更可怕了。
This is even worse.
那每个人在他周围都很，那真的是天天被他责备的。
And then you will be rebuking everybody next to you.
你就发现那恩典特别的少。
You realize there is so little grace.
每个人见了他都怕。
Everybody who encounters you will be fearful.
哇，他眼睛一看，我们都觉得说好像又在要求我们。
And she glances at you, and you think that she's making some demands of you.
弟兄姊妹，这里面他说要求主哈，他说他求主啊转回，是不是为你的仆人后悔
？Here it talks about be sorry for your servant, return to your servant.
神会后悔吗？
Will God be sorry?
弟兄姊妹，这一个是这一个神人摩西，他这里面告诉我们说有一个秘诀。
Here Moses, the man of God, tells us the secret.
他让我们在神面前祷告。
He tells us to pray before God.
他盼望啊，虽然我还是一直落在这种律法的这种观念里面。
Even though Moses feels that he's still under the concept of the law.
但求神呢，不要用律法的原则待他。
However, he entreats the Lord not to treat him according to the law.
把他带进恩典的原则里面。
He wants God to bring him into the principle of grace.
弟兄姊妹，太宝贵了。
This is so precious, brothers and sisters.
什么时候我们活在恩典的里面
？Anytime we live in grace.
弟兄姊妹，你发现都是主做的，对不对
？Then you realize all.Is done by God.
所以，当你看见同伴有软弱的时候
，When you see their weakness in your companions,
你会真的在神面前迫切为他们代祷。
You will truly intercede urgently before God.
你知道，真的不是人的努力。
It really is not man's own striving.
真的不是人的热心。
It is not man's zeal.
实在是神的恩典能够把我们托起来。
It is truly the grace of God that lifts
us. 我们今天成了何等的人，都是因着他的恩典。
We have become who we are all because of His grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们预备好了，是因着神的恩典。
We are prepared because of the grace of God.
在恩典里面，我们可以来迎见我们的神。
In His grace, we can meet up with our God.
这是这个智慧的心的第二个方面，非常宝贵的。
This is the second aspect of gaining a heart of wisdom. It is very precious.
不仅仅是要有意象。
Not only do we need to have vision.
而且我们要从律法的观念里转到恩典的观念。
We also need to turn from the concept of the law into the concept of grace.
后面他就告诉我们。
Later on, he tells us.
他说：“谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按照你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢？”
In verse 11, who understands the power of thine anger and thy fury according to the fear that is due thee?
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Verse 12, so teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，这里面哈，他说到这些怒气，这些的愤怒。
Here it talks about anger and fury in verse 11.
这个不是指着我们蒙恩得救以前说的。
It does not refer to the anger and fury before we were saved by grace.
盼望大家不要误会我。
Don't misunderstand me.
以为神常常向着神儿女发怒，不是。
It is not that God is constantly angry at his children.
但是你知道律法是惹动怒气的。
However, you know that the law would provoke anger.
许多时候神的儿女不晓得神怒气的权势到底有多大。
A lot of times the children of God does not understand how big this power of thine anger is.
神的怒气有多大呢？
How big is God's anger?
你知道神的怒气大到一个地步。
God's anger is so great.
凡是出于人的，神都要把他钉死在十字架上。
So great that anything that is of men will be crucified.
这里有一个十字架的智慧。
Here, there's a wisdom of the cross.
这实在是需要祷告的。
This truly requires prayers.
没有十字架的智慧，弟兄姊妹，我们真的常常不会计算。
A lot of times, if we don't have this wisdom of the cross, we do not know how to computate.
人常常算错了。
We are often computate incorrectly.
常常中了自己的诡计。
We fall into our own traps.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们盼望得着生命。
A lot of times we want to gain life.
但是如果我们没有十字架的智慧。
However, if we don't have the wisdom of the cross.
我们越要得着生命，我们越丧失生命。
The more we want to gain life, we lose life.
主教我们，对不对？
The Lord has taught us.
主教我们十字架的智慧。
The Lord has taught us the wisdom of the cross.
如果我们舍弃自己的生命，
If we lose our life,
因着十字架的智慧，
Because of the wisdom of the cross,
我们就得着生命，
Then we would gain life.
弟兄姊妹，这是天然人没有一个知道的。
This is something that not a single natural man would understand.
这真的是给神的儿女说的。
This is truly words uttered for the children of God.
这里面讲的是罪孽。
Here it talks about iniquities.
这里讲到是隐恶。
It talks about secret sins.
还没信主的时候，谁知道自己还有罪孽呀？
Before you believe in the Lord, who would know they have iniquities?
我都是摸着良心过日子的。
I live according to my conscience.
就算有过犯，也是他的错。
Even if I have transgressions, it's his fault.
老板的错。
It's the fault of my boss.
总统的错。
It's the fault of the president.
是选错总统，我告诉你。
we picked the wrong president.
弟兄姊妹，你发现如果我们真的还没蒙恩得救，谁知道自己还有隐恶呢？
If we were not saved by grace, how would we know we even have secret sins?
只有神的儿女。
Only the children of God.
当我们摸着十字架的智慧。
As we touch upon this wisdom of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们的计算就不一样了。
Then you realize our computations are different.
我还是说我们中间很多年轻的孩子。
Because we have many young children among us.
因为我的孩子跟你们一样大，现在。
Because my children is their age.
所以我们常常跟他们谈话，常常跟他们说我们怎么计算。
So I talk to them a lot, and I talk to them about how to computate.
如果说今天有人责备我。
Today, if someone rebuke me,
你怎么算
how do you computate this?
你用世上的智慧算。
If you computate according to the wisdom of this world,
你就常常算这个人是跟你作对的。
You would think that this person is opposing you.
甚至你把这个人算成你的仇敌。
And you would even consider this person as your enemy.
大卫他很会算啊。
David really knows how to compute.
大卫他用十字架的智慧来算。
David computates according to the wisdom of the cross.
他一算呢，说这是我头上的膏油。
He computates and he considered those as ointment on his head.
难怪他常常写出这么好的诗篇来。
No wonder he wrote such good psalms.
我们憋了半天也写不出一两句啊。
We can push ourselves. We cannot have half a verse.
因为我们不会算呢。
Because we don't know how to compute it.
我再说我们的年轻的亲爱的朋友。
I speak to our dear young friends again.
当你的母亲在那里唠叨的时候。
When your mother is nagging you.
快吃啊。
Eat quickly.
别再看手机了。
Don't look at your cell phones.
快呀快呀。
Quickly.
该看书了。
It's time to study.
你觉着你怎么算
?How do you compute it?
你是照着你天然算吗
?Do you compute it according to your natural man?
你用你的这个电脑去算吗手机去算吗
?Do you compute it according to your computers or your cell phone?
你就发现你把你的母亲算成是那个争吵使气的妇人。
Then you would consider your mother as a woman of strife.
所以你说照着圣经所说我宁愿住在房角上也不与争吵使气的妇人同住。
So you will say according to the Bible, I'd rather live in the corner in the roof than to live under a roof with a woman of strife.
如果你里面有十字架的智慧。
However, if you have the wisdom of the cross within you.
当你的母亲在那里提醒你的时候。
When your mother reminds you.
你发现你头上开始有膏油。
Then you realize you have ointment on your head.
有没有膏油差别太大了。
Whether you have ointment or not makes a big difference.
你知道我们遇见过一些的年轻人。
You know, we've encountered some young people.
人见人爱。
There's everybody who meets them. Well, they all love him.
因为他们头上有膏油。
Because they have ointment on their head.
他们不卑不亢。
They are not condescending.
他们不觉着好像自己可以说大人话。
They don't act like adults.
但是他们说话何以。
However, they speak appropriate words.
双目清秀。面色红润。
when they talk to their mother, there's this healthy flush.
弟兄姊妹。Healthy countenance, probably. 没有关系，弟兄姊妹，你就发现一件事哈，许许多多今天的许多的年轻的亲爱的朋友。
There are a lot of very young friends of this generation.
你发现你很难跟他讲话。
You feel that it's very hard to communicate with them.
因为总觉着缺点什么。
Because you always feel that something is amiss.
虽然可以上常春藤的学校。
Even though they can go to Ivy League colleges,
虽然可以得到最好最赚钱的职位
，even though they can get the best money, highest money making jobs,
但是你发现，你总感觉是好像是一声的叹息。
However, you sense that their life is but a sigh.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学会十字架的这个智慧。
We have to learn this wisdom of the cross.
主耶稣在马太福音二十章那里讲到有许多人进到这个葡萄园里做工。
In Matthew chapter 20, the Lord Jesus talked about a lot of people went into this vineyard to work.
你看每个人都很计算的。
Everybody is very
特别是从早干到晚的。
They all are computing something.
哇这一算呢他说我太亏了。
If someone works from the beginning to the end, they're losing out.
我从早晨天还没亮，一直干到晚上天黑，拿到的工资跟那个刚刚进来的是一模一样啊。
Before the crack of dawn, I worked until the very last person, and this person who just came in last, I got the same wages.
所以他就用天然的头脑去算呢。
Therefore, he uses natural wisdom to compute.
你发现这一算呢，主就有结论。
Then you notice that when you compute in this manner, God has this conclusion.
在前的就在后了。
The last shall be first. The first shall be last.
你知道
弟兄姊妹，如果我是最后一个进来的
，You know, if I'm the last person to enter into the vineyard，
如果我同样用天然人的智慧
，If I also use the natural wisdom，
第二天我几点来呀？
Next day, when do you think I'll show up at the vineyard?
你就发现哈，等到第二天，大家都最后来。
You notice that in the second day, everybody will be last to show up to the vineyard.
但如果用十字架的智慧
，However, if I use the wisdom of the cross,
他看见圣诞天
，and you see the grace of God.
向我这样的人
，the grace of God toward me.
在尘土和粪堆中打滚的人。
I am but wallowing in dust and mud.
竟然把我带进他是他自己永远的旨意的里面。
And he would bring someone like me into his eternal purpose.
我第二天早晨第一个来。
The next morning I will show up first.
无论有没有工价。
Regardless of what the wages is.
因为这十字架的智慧。
Because this is the wisdom of the cross.
甘愿把自己的一生奉献给爱我的神。
I'm delighted to offer up my whole entire life to my God who loves me.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要有这十字架的智慧。
We have to have this wisdom of the cross.
当我们这样计算的时候
，As we computate in this manner.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你知道他太稀奇了。他说叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
It is so amazing because here it talks about in Psalm 90, verse 15, make us glad all the days of our lives.
弟兄姊妹，当我们得着十字架智慧的时候，有的人大半生都过去了。
When we have the wisdom of the cross, we can be victorious in everything.
怎么叫做一生一世欢呼喜乐呢
？What does it mean to say to be glad all our days in verse 15?
这十字架的计算使我们从前被蝗虫马扎吞吃的日子，统统给我补回来啊，弟兄姊妹。
This is the computation of the cross, which is all the time that has been lost by the creeping and streeping locusts. They has all been redeemed by God.
这就预备好了，对不对
？This is the meaning of being prepared.
哎呀，这个智慧太大了，弟兄姊妹。
This wisdom is indeed vast.
这是宇宙中最大的智慧。
This is the greatest wisdom in
the whole universe. 这是属天的智慧，弟兄姊妹。
This is heavenly wisdom.
千万不要用人的智慧去算呐。
Do not use human wisdom to look at this.
人的智慧只说是的不是算的，是有人说那叫计较。
Human wisdom is not computation. It is being too calculating.
这个英文比较好哈。这个计较跟计算不一样啊。
Computation is different from being calculating.
家庭里，我告诉你，所有的难处都因为计较。
We have all these problems in the family because we're all being too calculating.
一点点的计较。
Just a little bit of calculating.
家里面就变成一声叹息。
Your family life will be like a sigh.
后面他更告诉我们说，照着我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐呀。
In verse 15, he talks about make us glad according to the days thou has afflicted us and the years we have seen trouble.
这些人真的奇怪呀。
These people are strange.
这些人算来算去啊，他说在诸般的患难中，他们算来算去是大喜乐。
These people are in a great affliction and difficulties. They think that this is great joy.
你没有读过这话
？Did you read that？
雅新约的雅各书
，It's in James。
彼得书信
，In First Peter。
哇，他们说在百般的试炼中啊，不是愁苦啊，是满了荣光的大喜乐呀。
This is in many trials you have this great joy, full of glory. You greatly rejoice in joy inexpressible and full of glory.
所以圣经上说天使就来看了。
So therefore the Bible says even the angels want to look and see.
看什么呢
？What are the angels looking at？
天使看出神的救恩怎么这么奇妙
？The angels are looking at the wondrousness of the salvation of God. What kind of salvation is this？
怎么这些人在百般的试炼中，他们算来算去算的是蛮有荣光的大喜乐呢
？However, that in this great joy, in great trials, they can be greatly rejoicing with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
弟兄姊妹，天使有的时候觉得很 boring 啊。
A lot of times, the angels feel that lives are boring.
弟兄姊妹，他看来看去，看的跟世界上一样的。
they look at the world and everybody is the same.
弟兄姊妹，天使在教会身上要看见神，就在现今显出来的百般的智慧。
The angels are looking in the church and they want to see the manifold wisdom expressed by God.
弟兄姊妹，十字架的智慧让我们这个人越算越喜乐，越算我们就越预备好了。
The wisdom of the cross will enable us, the more we consider and computate, the more we will be prepared.
最后一方面。
Finally.
在第十六节和第十七节。
In verses 16 and 17.
这个智慧的心。
This heart of wisdom.
摩西为神的百姓祷告，盼望他们得着智慧的心。
Moses prayed for the people of God so that they can gain a heart of wisdom.
不仅仅是让他们知道神永远的旨意，知道他们生命的价值和意义。
Not only would the people know the eternal purpose of God, and they would know the meaning and the purpose, value of life.
不仅让他们知道回到主里面那条路。
Not only would the people know the way of return.
也不仅仅让他们知道十字架的智慧。
Not only would they know the wisdom of the cross.
最后一段特别让神的百姓知道到底什么叫做做神的工。
The final passage truly tells us what it means to do God's work.
什么叫做做神的工呢？
What does it mean to do God's work?
神今天在地上的工作是什么呢？
What is God's work today on this earth?
弟兄姊妹，我们无论怎样的努力，无论怎样的摆上，无论有多少的这个事工，如果不是为了神教会的建立，弟兄姊妹都不是神的工。
No matter how much we strive, how much we sacrifice, how much we serve, if it weren't for the building up of the church, it is not God's work.
今天神在地上只有一个工作。
Today God has only one work on this earth.
就是建造他自己的教会。
Which is to build up his own church.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在神面前得着这样智慧的心呐。
Brothers and sisters, we have to gain this heart of wisdom before God.
换句话说，弟兄姊妹，我们不能单独啊。
In other words, we cannot be alone.
我们必须进到基督身体的交通的里面。
We have to enter into the fellowship of the body of Christ.
无论我们有多少的恩赐。
No matter how gifted we are.
无论我多么的摆上，多么大的热心。
No matter how much we've sacrificed, no matter how zealous we are.
什么时候我们不和身体有交通，我们和身体的交通断绝了，弟兄姊妹，那是一生的叹息啊。
Anytime we stop fellowshipping with the body of Christ, anytime that has been faltered, is just a sigh.
那不是神的工。
That is not the work of God.
这里祷告说，愿神建立我们手中所做的工。
Here it talks about may God confirm the work of our hands in verse 17.
但如果我们没有活在身体的交通里，弟兄姊妹，神没有办法坚固我们手中的工。
However, if we do not live in the fellowship of the body of Christ, God cannot confirm the work of our hands.
甚至很多时候神要拆毁我们手中的工。
Oftentimes God will destroy the works of our hands.
这是我们的拯救。
This is our salvation.
主在地上的时候告诉门徒说，信神所差来的就是做神的工。
The Lord told his disciples on earth, believe in the one he sent. That is the work of God.
信神。
Believe in God.
你知道人因着信就慢慢就更多认识神。
Because you believe in him, you will know him more.
而且越认识他，我们就越表现神，彰显神。
The more you know him, the more you will manifest God.
弟兄姊妹，信神，认识神，彰显神，这就是做神的工。
To believe in him, to know him, and to manifest him, this is the work of God.
弟兄姊妹，神借着环境要让我们学习信靠他。
Through our circumstances, God wants us to learn to
put our trust in him. 信神所差来的就是做神的工。
Believe in the one who is sent by him. That is the work of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看以色列百姓，原来他们是没有信心的。
You see that the people of Israel, before they had no faith.
他们来到红海边上，哦，他们很多怨言呢。
When they came to the brink of the Red Sea, they had a lot of murmuring.
哇，他们说这个摩西你害我们呢。
They said that this Moses, you're putting us in trouble.
你把我们骗出来，让我们在这死无葬身之地啊。
You tricked us into coming here, and now we wouldn't have a burial place.
你让我们在这里都葬身在红海里面呢。
You would have us buried in the Red Sea.
我早告诉你不要搅扰我们呢。
I told you before not to bother us.
我们在埃及过的这吃这个这个吃肉都不要钱呢。
We were eating a meat in Egypt and it didn't cost us anything.
多少好吃的东西啊。
There's so many delicacies.
把我们骗到这红海边上。
You tricked us into coming near the Red Sea.
你知道摩西说了一句话。
You see what Moses said?
Be still.
Be still.
只管静默。
Be still.
弟兄姊妹，遇见我们越不过去的难处。
If you encounter difficulties that you cannot overcome,
我们觉着已经到了尽头了。
We feel like it is already at the end of ourselves.
我们绝望了。
We despair.
这个时候不是在那里哭泣的时候。
This is not a time to cry.
这个时候不是埋怨的时候。
This is not a time to murmur.
摩西说，只管静默。
Moses said, "Be still."
以色列百姓后来他们。真的学了一点信心的功课。
The Israelites later on did learn the lesson of
faith. 你知道，当他们遇见耶利哥的时候，哇，那个城墙顶天呐！
When they were in Jericho, the castles, the walls were as high as the heavens.
城门紧闭啊
！And their doors were all shut close.
里面充满了都是食物，他们可以顶很久的。
They stored a lot of food in there.
这真的是拿不下来了。
They could not take over Jericho.
这刚刚进迦南，头一仗就打不下来了。
This is the first battle they encounter in the land of Canaan, and they can't win.
我们知道那场战争打的是非常非常稀奇的。
We know that warfare is a wondrous warfare.
神让神的百姓绕着城走一圈，第二天再走一圈，第七天哈走七圈，一共如果算不错的话，十三圈。
So the first day God told them to encircle the city once, and second day once, and the last day is seven times, and if I count correctly, it's 13 times.
为什么？
Why?
因为神让他们静默。
Because God wants them to be still.
很多时候我们沉默。
A lot of times we are quiet.
沉默跟静默差很远。
Being quiet and being still.Are very different.
很多时候我们不讲话。
A lot of times we shut up.
哦，里面好像被火充满了一样，好像那骨头那个骨头里都充满了火一样。
But we are burning inside, and it's like all our bones are burning up in flames.
等到神的百姓走到第十三圈的时候
，When the people of Israel walked this thirteenth circling,
所有的沉默都变成了静默。
All the quietness has turned into stillness.
为什么？
Why?
这个时候听见耶和华的声音。
Because at that time they heard the voice of the Lord God.
城墙就倒塌了。
And then the walls fell.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做做神的工。
Brothers and sisters, this is doing the work of God.
我想时间的缘故，我想真的是这个诗篇九十篇真的太宝贵了。
Because of a time constraint, we can only say Psalm 90 is very precious.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们这是开个头。弟兄姊妹，你回去读的话，这里面太多智慧了。
This is just an introduction. If you go back and read it, there's so much wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，因着神所赐给我们的这些智慧。
Because of all this wisdom that God has given us.
因为我们得着这样智慧的心。
Because we've gained a heart of wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以预备好了迎接我们的神。
We are prepared to meet up with our God.
弟兄姊妹，太荣耀了。
This is so glorious.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
愿神祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们何能感谢你。
Dear Lord, how we thank you.
因着你极大的怜悯。
Because of your great mercy.
你拯救了我们。
You saved us.
你今天让我们都成了一般有指望的人。
You make us a people of hope.
你将那一个永远的盼望赐给我们。
You have given us this eternal hope.
你把那个永远的安慰也赐给我们。
You've also granted us this eternal comfort.
你今天还要亲手兼顾我们手中的工作。
Today you will still confirm for us the work of our hands.
主，我们愿意谦卑地来到你的面前。
If we can humbly come before you.
我们愿意回转向小孩子的样式。
We can return and be like children.
我们愿意你自己亲自指示我们。
We ask you to personally teach us.
将这智慧的心赐给你自己的儿女。
Give us the heart of wisdom to your own children.
让我们在你面前都能够预备好了。
So that we can all be prepared before you.
当你从天降临的时候。
When you descend from the heavenlies.
我们都欢欢喜喜地站立在你的面前。
We will be standing before you with all joy.
我们把你当得的敬拜称颂都归给你。
We give you all the glory and blessing that you deserve.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.